Inner Voice, a heartfelt chat with Dr. Fujian.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Inner Voice Show. I'm Dr. Fujian Zain and I have Sean in studio. This is a show about what matters most in our life, our mind, our thoughts, feelings, actions, relationships, and our fulfillment in this beautiful journey of life. Now, I want you to know that in respect to the coronavirus stress, I'm offering sliding scale online psychotherapy and online life coaching to anyone who's suffering financially. Now, you also have the option of coming to sharing meeting with Dr. Fujian Zain, an expert that's free for you on Zoom. It's going to be every Thursday at 6 p.m. in Los Angeles time. In order to get the Zoom ID number and the password, please go to my social media, whichever you have and whichever you like. Instagram is Dr. Fujian Zain. Twitter is Dr. Zain. I also have a LinkedIn and a Facebook page. So please go there and you will get the ID meeting. For today's show, I'll be speaking with Sister Jenna. She's the founder of Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center and the host of the American Meditating Radio. She will be conducting a meditation for us. Then I will be speaking with Samar Tehrani. She is an addiction specialist. And because of all that's going on at this point, people are starting to drink more and use drugs more. And it was important for her to give us some guidelines about it. And then I will be speaking to Leila Pezish. She's the founder of MindoZone. She has an amazing gift for all of you. She has created a multimedia concept for all of us who are stressing right now, which we could listen to and work through that process and calm ourselves down. She's amazing. So stay tuned for the whole show so she could give you the gift that she's giving. This gift is not out there. It's just for you guys, for my listeners, for anyone who's listening. She's going to give you the password so you can get it for free. So stay tuned for that. All right. So I'm going to tell you the tip of the week. This week, it's been a roller coaster of emotions for me and for many of our friends, colleagues, and clients as I talked to them. I felt extreme amount of sadness when I heard of friends and family of people who I knew they have passed away. This week has been a lot of that news. Being in their sorrow and grief and experiencing what they're going through. Also, listening to the news and hearing the doctors and nurses sharing their thoughts and emotions and how tirelessly they're working for all of us to take care of the people we love without proper gear. And I'm forever thankful to them. I also spoke with people who owned properties and were helping their renters through this time, the employers that continued paying their employees even though they had no jobs for them, families who were paying their home cleaners and gardeners, although they had asked them not to work for a while, and the families that make food and buys grocery for the doctors and nurses who are working, and the youth who have been volunteering to go shopping for the elderly and leave it at the door. Today, I also saw over 30 cars, each filled with a family holding a sign, "We love you and miss you," and we're driving in our neighborhood and honking to share their love. The beauty is that the only way we can really feel love is to share it with others. Share yours in any way that you can, and you know how to at this time. Let's pass through these times with loving and caring for each other. So this is my experience this week. And I really, really hope that you all take care of yourself as much as you can, because caring for yourself and caring for others brings us together. Now, this time is a time of also going in, reflecting. Maybe this is the only time we really have to the hours that we could meditate, we could reflect, see what's going on. How are we thinking? How are we moving along? What is it that we do? What are the things that we're doing? Because I think that knowing who we are and how we react to things, the awareness of how we think and how we feel and what we do is what really, really helps us to shift the gears in what it is that we need to do versus all the things that sometimes we do and we're not really happy about it. So taking the time of the mindfulness, the taking the time to really look at what was, what's going on. Now, my book, Life Reset, obviously gives you a great tool, gives you specific ways that you could actually do that and create it. I also have one person who has given me they're manufacturing masks for you. And I want to give you this information because I think it's important. It just came in. It's forever-fabrics.com. Forever-fabrics.com. If you can go there, it's they're manufacturing for you masks. These are 100% cotton double side, plus in the middle has a pocket for filter. The filter could be a napkin and it can be washable. So they're making it, they're offering it. That's the link, forever-fabrics.com. It's from Forever Fabric Inc. And that's available for you because I know that wearing the mask right now is important. And no matter what type, I think you should have it. These are the manufacturers that they have it available for you. So I hope that you are able to get the mask to protect yourself and take care of yourself. Don't go anywhere. We have an amazing, amazing show with just stars and great gifts for you. So we'll be right back.
Have you ever wished you could just wake up one day, reach across your nightstand, and hit the life reset button? Let's face it, the struggles and frustrations of everyday life leave millions of women and men around the globe yearning for a new way. And the new way is right here in Life Reset, the awareness integration path to create the life you want by Dr. Fujian Zain. You can get it now at Fujian.com or Amazon.com. Life Reset, the awareness integration path to create the life you want. You deserve it.
Hello, this is Dr. Fujian Zain, and I'd love to connect with you. I've created a sharing meeting with Dr. Fujian and other experts every Thursday at 6 p.m. Los Angeles time via Zoom. So please go to zoom.com and put in the meeting ID 689-941-5883. Go to my Twitter, Dr. Zain, or Instagram, Dr. Fujian Zain, and connect with me and get all the information. See you there. Are you afraid? Are you getting panic attacks? Are you getting bored and can't stand it anymore at your home? Are you finding yourself in a bind with a relationship at home? Are you wondering what all of the fuss is? And are you determined to guard yourself against all others? Or worried about how am I going to pay my rent or mortgage? In respect to the coronavirus stress, I'm offering a sliding scale online psychotherapy for anyone in California and life coaching to anyone in the world who's suffering financially. Please connect with me at Fujian.com, Fujian.com.
Take KMET 1490 AM with you everywhere you go by downloading our free smartphone apps found on the KMET website, KMET1490AM.com. You can also go to the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store on your phone to download the free app. Now you can listen live or play any of your favorite programmers' podcasts using your smartphone. Don't miss out on the free KMET smartphone apps. Go to KMET1490AM.com and download your free phone app today.
I'm Dr. Fujian Zain, and I'm so excited to be with Sister Jenna, the founder of Brahma Kumaris, the Meditation Museum, and the host of American Meditating. I really wanted to start the series of meditation with you, because obviously I'm not very good at meditation.
That's not true, and you know it.
I want you to teach everybody step by step in how we can be with ourselves, especially in this time.
Thank you, Fujian. It's so nice to be with you again. And let me correct the myth. Everyone can meditate, and meditation is very easy. The question is, what is your focus in holding a particular thought for a long period of time? So some of us tend to have a thought on a broken relationship, a heartbreak, lack of money, coronavirus. You know, we're having a lot of meditation, maybe in areas that don't make us the most strongest. So in my path of meditation, it was a great relief when I knew I didn't have to empty my mind. And I think that's what a lot of people consider meditation to be very difficult. So on my path of the Brahma Kumaris, I want you to keep your thoughts in your mind, but select the healthy ones and the ones that are connected to your vision, your dreams, your goals, your virtues, your powers, your beauty. And that's when you'll feel like, oh, wow, this meditation is really awesome.
Can we do a meditation intention in cleaning your body?
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
So wherever you're sitting, make sure it's quiet and you have the ability to not be disturbed and settle in. Take a deep breath in and out. And the recommendation is to do that 3 or 4 times. So breathe in deeply and out. And as you're breathing in, imagine you're putting cool, cool, clean oxygen into your system. And breathing out anything that's toxic in the system. Breathe in again. Breathe out. And as you get comfortable with the sound of silence, emerge the idea, the thought, this body is a temple. And what I place in a temple is everything worthy and clean. Imagine in your temple, you sit as a living deity, a living god or goddess. Imagine you're like an angel in your temple. What food of thoughts would you feed the deity, the god or the goddess, or the angel? There would be thoughts that I am a pure, peaceful, and loving being. And that simple thought becomes a means of cleaning your inner temple, the body, is also your temple. So first and foremost, the thoughts that you feed your inner temple takes care of what is inside. Images of worthiness. Allow your being to not only visualize this, but give yourself some time to experience it. The deity in you, the God in you, the angel in you is being fed. I am pure. I am peace. I am love. And I'm powerful. Allow that vibration to permeate through your body, starting from the soul. You'll feel your eyes getting brighter, your brain tingling, your smile becoming more natural, your neck being relaxed, your shoulders no longer taking the burden of the world on it. You sit straight up. The vibrations of taking care of your inner temple transcends throughout your physical being, your heart, your kidney, stomach, intestines, your legs, your knees, your feet, your toes, your arms, your fingers. It is receiving the food of thought. I am pure. I am peace. I am love. And I'm powerful. Breathe in deeply again. And exhale. And when you're ready, I invite you to return to the space. Feeling a deep sense of refreshment and a living reality. Open your eyes and take another deep breath. Inhale and exhale. That's one meditation that you can do when maybe you have 5 minutes or so in alone. In addition to that, it's a meditation you can do when you're walking and moving around. You can kind of remind yourself if you're not intellectually busy, means your thinking process doesn't have to be invested in a project, in details, in trying to match a deadline, but you're just driving in the car to the gas station or you're walking from the bedroom to the living room. You can remind yourself, I'm a pure, peaceful, loving, deity inside this temple. And as you're walking, creating that feeling in you, eventually it develops the characteristics, the qualities, the personality, the natural vibration and aura that travels with a soul who is like a living deity or angel.
Om Shanti. Thank you so
Om
much.
Shanti.
Thank you for being with us, and look for more meditations with Dr. Sister Jenna. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you afraid? Are you getting panic attacks? Are you getting bored and can't stand it anymore at your home? Are you finding yourself in a bind with a relationship at home? Are you wondering what all of the fuss is? And are you determined to guard yourself against all others? Or worried about how am I going to pay my rent or mortgage? In respect to the coronavirus stress, I'm offering a sliding scale online psychotherapy for anyone in California and life coaching to anyone in the world who's suffering financially. Please connect with me at Foujan.com, Foujan.com.
Have you ever wished you could just wake up one day, reach across your nightstand, and hit the life reset button? Let's face it, the struggles and frustrations of everyday life leave millions of women and men around the globe yearning for a new way. And the new way is right here in Life Reset, the awareness integration path to create the life you want by Dr. Foujan Zain. You can get it now at Foujan.com or Amazon.com. Life Reset, the awareness integration path to create the life you want. You deserve it.
Hello, this is Dr. Foujan Zain, and I'd love to connect with you. I've created a sharing meeting with Dr. Foujan and other experts every Thursday at 6 p.m. Los Angeles time via Zoom. So please go to zoom.com and put in the meeting ID 689-941-5883. Go to my Twitter, Dr. Zain, or Instagram, Dr. Foujan Zain, and connect with me and get all the information. See you there.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm Dr. Foujan Zain, and welcome back to The Inner Voice. And I am here with Samar Tehrani. She is the founder of Helix Counseling and Life Coaching Services. She's a certified addictions treatment counselor and a life coach for over 20 years of experience in the field of human services. I met her in California when she was practicing in California. And now she is back where she originally was, which is in Virginia. And thank you so much for joining me on my program.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you giving me some time to discuss some important issues now.
Of course. You know, the rate of alcohol usage is going sky high. The usage of marijuana is going sky high. And with it, obviously, there's a lot of different issues. I have seen reports from people who have been sober for many years, and the fear that they have, the boredom they have, the uncertainty they have, the doom and gloom of, that's it, I'm going to die anyway, so I might as well do whatever it is that I was, holding myself back. It's showing up for people, and they're relapsing. Or I've seen the opposite also. It's funny, Samar, that I've also seen people who really wanted to quit. They've also come to a place of, hey, I'm home, and might as well. I don't have to worry about anything, so just, maybe I can go through my detox position and then just kind of like let go. But we are really seeing in our practice from one extreme to the other. And I thought, who better than you to talk about addiction what is it that we could do, and how can we support people who are listening or viewing us in what to they what to do with their habit in eating and drinking and using.
So right now, one of the issues that we're faced with is that people who were using not on a regular basis, you know, maybe a few drinks a week, their usage has gone up as well, right? And this is what you just referred to. This is because of the boredom. This is the fear that we're all faced with, the uncertainties that we're faced with, not knowing. And I feel like this last week, there was a huge shift in behavior again that we witnessed, because it was like, oh, this is only going to be for a few weeks that we're going to be in this uncertain times. And then now it's like, oh, two more months. And, you know, it's just created a lot of uncertainty in people, right? So that leads to agitation. Clearly, you know, when we are bored, when we have fear, when there are a lot of uncertainties, it leads to us getting agitated as humans, right? Alcohol, specifically, I mean, substances in general, substance use in general during times like this in human life goes up, right? So if we have a tendency to use, then we obviously are going to have a tendency to abuse during times like this, right? So what can we do? Recognizing our emotions and not wanting to numb or run away from them is one of the most important things that we can do as humans, right? So we know that substance abuse disorder, substance use disorder, does not start in our adulthood. We know, I mean, it's not like one day I wake up and say, hey, you know, I want to become an addict. I mean, nobody aspires to that, right? What happens is that it's some sort of a trauma. It's something that we never dealt with, or something that we experienced in our childhood that starts to, you know, formulate into this disorder called substance use disorder. So if you can imagine, you know, even if we have it under some sort of a control, because our lives are on some type of a normal, we have routines going on, we have a family that we have to take care of, and that sort of thing. When we are faced with times such as these, and these times are clearly nothing that none of us are used to, right? This quarantining and staying home, dealing with, economic times that are hard for a lot of families, what happens is that we look for something to numb us. That's what happens. And so substance use goes sky high during times like this.
Definitely. And I think that the numbing concept is important to see, that if there are emotions that I'm experiencing, obviously I need to attend to them. I need to feel them. Each of the emotions has a particular message for me. I need to honor that emotion. And it might be hard. Maybe I don't know how. Maybe I have no idea what the intensity it is and what to do with it. And, you know, maybe we need to educate ourselves in how to handle those emotions, how to release them, how to know what they are, rather than just numbing them. Because when you numb them, they are not going anywhere. The minute that the effect of the alcohol or whatever you're using comes down, all of those emotions are heightened and back up. And one of the things that it does is usually almost every single drug and alcohol is going to lead to your depression, a long-term depression afterward. And that's something that we don't want people to go through. And, you know, they're already going through suffering a lot. They don't need to add another concept to it. So, Sama, what is it that people can do instead of, for example, people who are just doing this on a social level? The social level has kind of turned into an everyday level. What is it that they can do in order not to pass that line into addiction or not get themselves into more trouble? And for people who are an addict and, you know, have been sober for a while and they're getting that temptation again, what are your suggestions for them?
So one of the first things that that's extremely important is to be in the present moment and to recognize that these are hard times. Recognition of that and giving that emotion some validity is important, right? So recognizing that. The second thing that we can do, and you know, and everybody's talking about it, stay active. Stay as active as you possibly can. I was reading an EFT book last night. I think you may know that I'm into tapping.
Yes.
And there was a line in there that said, positive psychology is wonderful. Staying positive and having a positive outlook in life is really, really important in life, right? However, we cannot deny the fact that we have some issues, underlying issues that we need to still address, and those are uncomfortable. Those are issues that we have to, and it just like really hit home with for me again, because I do believe that staying positive during these times is really what's going to like help us through yet another hour, right? So staying active, right? Physically staying active, dance, play a lot of music, take that vibration up, bring positive vibes into your life as much as you can. Go for long walks. Be active in your home, right? One of the other things that's happening right now is that we have a tendency to sit when we're home. We have a tendency to want to relax, like, oh, I'm home, I want to relax. How do you relax? You sit, right? So we're not as active as we used to be. That creates boredom, right? So to address certain things is important. One, to just recognize your emotion and give it validity. These are hard times, right? However, during these hard times, in the present moment, we can do some positive things for ourselves and we can have a positive outlook, right? So that's another thing that we can do. And I think that what's really very important is to make a conscious decision. Make a conscious decision and go on the routine that you were previously maybe on, right? I don't drink every night of the week. I'm not going to start at 4 o'clock and drink. I'm only doing this because I feel that I don't have something else to do. So maybe pick up something that you didn't have time for before, right? And engage yourself in activities that bring you out of boredom, right? That takes a bit of creativity, okay? The other thing that's really important, and I'm hearing this from a lot of my patients, is that they are joining a lot of online, anonymous meetings. Mm-hmm. Join online anonymous meetings. Those are great support groups, right? And you don't have to pay for them. You can talk to people. You don't even have to talk. You can just be present and listen, right? Still receiving that support and stay connected to your social support. Whether that is your family, whether it's your friends, whether they're your colleagues, it is important for us now more than ever to stay connected to our social support.
That is so important. And I also want to add that there are a lot of meditation apps that are out there, which are Calm, Posture Peace, B-Zone, all of them are free. So you could have them anytime your anxiety shows up, the frustration, agitation shows up, put this thing in your ear and go to a corner of a room or a bathroom or, start walking outside, listen to a meditation, let them calm you down. There are yogas that are happening online. There's so many things that are happening that it really, really can take your edge off. And I think that's one of the most important things, how to get that edge off so that you can come back to a body that is more relaxed. Because most of the people who are using these types of drugs at this point, they're using it to relax themselves. They're not necessarily doing to stimulate themselves, but to relax themselves. Because usually drugs that are used for stimulation, they're being used when they go outside. They're doing something and they're doing projects and all of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when you're not working, then you want to relax yourself, utilize other pieces and other ways that you can actually do that. And they can also, another part, and I know a lot of therapists, a lot of counselors, addiction counselors, coaches, are all doing online therapy and online coaching. And call out for one, reach out for one of them anywhere that you are, because these are the times that you need to actually take care of yourself.
And I think a lot of people who have insurance and are with companies, and I, if you don't mind, I just want to take this time to address this, because I think a lot of people don't know that they have employee assisted program, and that, you know, they are, employers offer like 6, 4, 6, 10 sessions that the employee does not have to pay for. And a lot of clinicians take insurance. So this is really the time to get resourceful and see what your insurance offers and tap into it, even if you don't have the means to pay out of pocket for our fees, right?
Exactly, yes.
So to become resourceful is extremely important. And really, on the flip side of course, this, let's really remember that the best money that we spend on ourselves is to make us feel good, right? And mental health is the number one way that if we take care of our mental health, it's really the only thing that you have. You know, what else do we have other than our health right now, if you really think about it? So I absolutely encourage, you know, your listeners and viewers to tap into their resources and gift themselves the opportunity to talk to a professional right now.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the show. Where can people find you?
So I'm in Virginia. I'm part of Virginia Family Medicine. My business is Helix Counseling and Coaching Services. My phone number, 70. I don't call myself that often. 703-244-3832. And I'm online as well.
Email.
Email is sterani.helix@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
And having some good conversation with me and everyone who's listening. And hopefully people can really use the wisdom that you shared with us. Take good care of yourself, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere for the rest of you.
Hello, this is Dr. Fujian Zain, and I'd love to connect with you. I've created a sharing meeting with Dr. Fujian and other experts every Thursday at 6 p.m. Los Angeles time via Zoom. So please go to zoom.com and put in the meeting ID 689-941-5883. Go to my Twitter, Dr. Zain, or Instagram, Dr. Fujian Zain, and connect with me and get all the information. See you there. Are you afraid? Are you getting panic attacks? Are you getting bored and can't stand it anymore at your home? Are you finding yourself in a bind with a relationship at home? Are you wondering what all of the fuss is? And are you determined to guard yourself against all others? Or worried about how am I going to pay my rent or mortgage? In respect to the coronavirus stress, I'm offering a sliding scale online psychotherapy for anyone in California and life coaching to anyone in the world who's suffering financially. Please connect with me at Fujian.com, Fujian.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Fujian Zain, and I am with Leila Pezeshk. She is the founder of MindoZone, and she's a philanthropist and an optimist. She's a truly passionate about helping communities through consciousness and well-being. She's a master's of science in engineering management, and her expertise is in aerospace industry. She was one of the founders and the members of A More Balanced World, a nonprofit outreach program providing services to homeless students in Los Angeles. Her personal journey of self-realization and research led her to accomplish different educational programs and introduce essential skills from self-development to self-healing, such as energy psychology, EFT, mindful awareness, hypnosis, understanding the fundamental of neurology that she took at Harvard University, science of happiness she took at University of Berkeley, UC Berkeley, ancient energy healing, Reiki, yoga, kundalini yoga and meditation and qigong and acupressure. My God, she's been everywhere and she's doing everything. Now, the good news is what she is doing is she's developed something which is amazing. And the good news is just for you guys who are listening or viewing us, my program, she is offering this for free just for you guys and just because you guys might be suffering from the COVID-19 and the coronavirus. So thank you for being on the show. It's been amazing to have you. And thank you for doing this and offering this to everyone. So tell us about the program.
Hi, everyone. First, thank you, Dr. Zaini, for having me here. I'm really excited to share. First, let me express my sorrow for people who lost their loved ones and they're still struggling with the current situation. And special thanks to health workers that are at the front line in the fight against this new coronavirus. This is a program that I thought that even though it's not yet launched, but due to this situation, I have to expedite the process and provide to community. And MindOzone is a program, is a comprehensive mind, body, and spiritual program that enhance overall wellness and well-being. And let me explain first the differentiation between wellness and well-being in case. Wellness is mainly helping protecting us for health and physical part of our body. And any practices that prevent as preventional for any disease or anything related to physical. And the other side, well-being is associated with happiness, is more holistic, and it's also a combination with wellness. They're together. We cannot have one without the other. But one is more holistic and the other one is more physical. In general, our body is a combination of matter and energy, and we have to consider ourselves as a holistic. If we are going to gym, yoga, or doing meditation, it's perfect, but it's not enough. We have to see ourselves as a holistic part of being. And in MindOzone, we are trying to associate with all these layers of human body, spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional. It's really simple. How it works is you put your headphone on, you follow the guided process video providing it to you. Physically and mentally practice and exercise different modalities. You experience interactive plays with like touching, punching, you even draw, you play with the sand. There's so many things in there that can activate and engage all the sensories of our body. So it's a real experience. We can design it in a way that you experience it not just one day a week, like you go to gym 2 days or 3 days a week or yoga, you have to drive all the way there. And the same thing I used to do. This program is accessible anywhere you go, every day. We never let you be alone in this journey because we believe consistency is the key of success for our wellness and well-being. And we are trying to provide that coaching it every week to entire journey with you. We believe we need each other for this improvement. Rumi says, yesterday I was clever, wanted to change the world. Today I'm wise and I change myself. So we believe that changing ourselves is the key of changing the unconnected consciousness. This is basically our goal.
What I wanted to also ask is, obviously you've taken a lot of modalities and I said it in your bio in all the different modalities that you've become an expert in, you've went and studied. You've really studied mind and body and you brought the concept of the mind and emotion and kinesthetic and motor skills and everything that needs to be there with energy fields. You brought it all together. How come you chose these type of modalities to combine And what does it do for the person who is going through this journey? Because I know that at this time, everyone's going through so much stress. You know, they're going through a lot of fear, a lot of emotions, anxiety, powerlessness, not knowing what's going to happen in the future, you know, fear of death, some people facing death. So there's a lot of emotions that are there. And they really need something to be able to support them. And it's so beautiful that you've created something that we, the person can actually do it independently at their home at any time that they want and they can have it. So what brought you to take these type of modalities and bring them together?
Well, make the story really short is I had this idea when I had it in used to work 18 years in a business, industrial and corporation. And the limitation of time, it's the key problem of everybody at work. So I wanted to choose modalities that is, first of all, it's all the like top university has research on them. And I have evidence that they're working. I'm coming from engineering background, and I have to tangibly measure everything, even though you cannot measure everything in this world. But I picked the modality that is under evaluated with top universities, as well as anything that I've been using myself in my journey of self-realization. And you asked me the reason of choosing these methods are mainly because I believe the combination of ancient method that we've been used for many, many years. I didn't create those. These have been with us. We have to just learn the skills that we never had opportunity to learn each single of them. We know maybe it's yoga, some sort of mindful practices, meditation, but there's so much into each modalities that we all need. But how about how we can do it, how we can help ourselves in this time with all this beautiful, powerful tools out there, but we cannot have it all in one bag. How can we do it? So I tried to customize it and minimize it in a way that we can use each of them differently every week. So we take advantage of each modalities, but you have it in your lifetime experience. So this design is, I made it in a way that within some days you only need 15 minutes, some days 30 minutes. So you don't have to spend hours and hours on any of the programs. So the key is to be short combination of, let's make it like that. The ideal is to have it limitless choices. We do the choices for you. We put it together so you don't have to pick which one is fits you, even though we have a customized also, but our general program is mainly to help you to do it quick within at least no more than 30 minutes, and along with combination of different homework, I would say, during the week. So you're not going to lift off for one day exercise and then you next week you forgot what was that, or we want to get the best benefit of consistency. So we design a 1 week guided program. And then in each day you have different practices that you would do during night or morning, maybe 5 or 10 minutes of your time. So the whole point is for people who always problem with limited time, that I was in. I personally had that situation for 18 years working in the industry I was. We always had a problem with not having enough time for our stresses that we interfere with during the work, after meetings and challenging bumper day meetings with customers. So when you get home, you pass this negative energy and emotion to your family. And then what happened is you're going to hurt your health, and you're going to hurt the health of your family and your friends. And then you take that back to work tomorrow. So I always think there should be a solution that we can help ourselves on the spot. That's why this program intended to be offered to companies. In fact, March 1st, I had a first customer for with a 200 employees. However, because of this situation, we had to delay to we don't know when. So that's why I still cannot offer exactly the program I'm saying and telling to everybody at your audience right now. But what I am able to offer for this situation is I design a program that is only take your 15 minutes of your time. It's different modalities that it helps you to immune your, to improve your immune systems along with any health related activities you do. These are really helpful to help your respiratory system. And also what I'm really focusing on, Dr. Zaini, is I believe the mind is the key of every changes. If you change your mindset, you change your energy. And when you change your energy, you change the vibration and the frequency. And that's the language of our health. Every part of our cell is, so we are made of 70% water. So the vibration is where the energy goes to our cells. And if you have a positive energy, that cell is going to be rejuvenated. And if you have a negative energy, it's going to be damaged. So we work on unconscious mind. That's the key of our part that makes us really different, is we rewire the brain with different methods. So even though people would see the guided video has multiple pictures and steps, but on the background, we design binaural beats and certain musical therapy on the background that only your unconscious mind can notice it, not your ears. Your ears would not catch it, but your mind, with that beat, it's going to be in a stage that helps you to unconsciously feel the peace. And the stress that you are dealing right now, it helps to reduce that. And everything I'm using is being in the
research,
and not only research. Yes. And this is not something new. I just try to combine it together, not in one package. Like they're not all in one diet. I want to make sure that everybody understand. If you watch this, it's not everything in one guided program. It's a multiple guided program. Through your lifetime, we are providing it every week.
Yes, at this point, though, what you're offering is a particular video. We have less than 1 minute. If you can please let people know how to find you, where to get this video, how is it, and thank you so much for offering this to my audience and anywhere in the world that you guys are hearing and you're listening to my television show, my radio show, my podcast. Leila Pezes, she is offering this to you for free in the time, only in the time that we're all kind of suffering with the coronavirus concept of being at home and the stress is high. So just let us know exactly where they can find you and how they can get the video.
Sure. They can go to my website, mindozone.com, MINDOZONE. .com, and they go under members, and they can use the password with Be Safe, and that's only for your program, Dr. Zaini, and whoever is listening to this video at this time. And we will help you in this journey. We're never going to let you to be alone. We are together, and we need you. I need you to help my own well-being and calmness. So I believe if we tune our wellness and well-being, we can tune with universal consciousness.
Thank you. That's where we're heading. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you so much for offering this beautiful gift that we all really need at this point. So everyone, go to www.mindozone.com, and she gave us the password of be safe. And really, please, everyone, be safe and be well. And for everyone out there, create an amazing world for yourself and everyone around you who are around you. And until next week, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.